Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for the morning Rosh Yechiyah, Chav Pega Vesemichal Gizbasia, of Baruch Mordechai Ben Hindemalka, Rosh Yechiyah Yisrael, the Mishnah Nesechus Gittin says as follows. This is on Daf Lamed Daled on the base. Ein al mola nefras minichsa yisaimim ela b'shvoi. Originally, the law was that a widow cannot collect her ksuba payment from the property of the orphans, which they inherited from the deceased, without first taking an oath that she had not yet received payment. Nimnu melashbia, in later years, however, they, meaning the courts, refrained from allowing her to swear. And as a result, widows were unable to collect their ksuba from the husband's estate. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel ad Zokin, therefore Rabbi Gamliel ad Zokin decreed, Shitehei noideres la yisaimim kol ma sheyirtzu, that the widow should vow to the orphans whatever they wish, v'goyve ksubasa, and then collect her ksuba monies. From the estate they inherited from their father. Instead of swearing that she didn't receive her payment, she could take a neder that something should be usher to her if she did receive payment, because the reasons for suspending the practice of allowing her to swear don't apply to taking a neder, as emerges from the Gemara. So a Shavua is an oath that something is or isn't true, something will or won't be done. A neder invests an object with a prohibited status vis-a-vis the vower, like hekdesh. So that's the din of Rabbi Gamliel. She makes a conditional vow to prohibit anything of the orphan's choosing, should she have indeed received payment from their father. So they can choose some unrealistic isser, like not eating nourishing food, and will be assured by her making that conditional nether that her claim is true. Ad kan midivrei ha-mishneh. Mikimore and daf lamed hei omid beis says, Omar Rabbi Gamliel, Omar Rav Huna, lo shanu, this law that a widow can take a neder instead of taking a shavua was told only in a case, b'shaloi nises, where she had not yet remarried. Aval nises, if she is already remarried, we don't allow her to collect her ksuba on the basis of a vow, of a neder. Nisis my time. She remarried. What's the reason we don't allow her to collect on the basis of a vow? Because the mefal abal, because her husband can revoke the vow for her. Kilo nises nami. So even when she has not yet remarried, we shouldn't be able to rely on her vow, because the chimintzava mefal abal, when she later remarries, her husband can revoke the vow for her. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a chashash. Why is that not a chashash? Because ein abal mefir b'kaidman. A husband can't revoke prior vows. In other words, vows that his wife undertook prior to their marriage. So that being the case, we're not worried that she's going to take this neder and then rely that her husband's going to revoke it, because he can't. Whereas when she's married presently, then choshesh that she's going to take this oath and her husband's going to be matir it. Says the Gemara, v'neichesh tom oz legabi choch misharila, so maybe she'll go to her husband can't be mefer, but maybe she'll go to the husband for a heter nedar. And says the Gemara, kasav retzarech lefarei taneder. Now, we're holding that she has to be mefaret her neder. She has to specify the circumstances surrounding the original acceptance of the vow. So when she informs the Chacham that she made a conditional vow to prove that she hadn't yet received her ksuva, he will deny her petition for annulment. Ad kan midivrei hagemore. Tosfos, divrei ha-maschil, aval niseis, ein medirin oisa. But if she got married, you don't have her take this vow. Says Tosfos, v'im toima, v'idiru shelo teuchal kikor zeim nenes mishel baila, v'teuchal alta b'faneinu. Tosfot shoalim, that even if she already got married, why don't we make her make a neder that if she had received her ksuba, im kvar kibla ktubata, then te'aser le'chol kikar ze. It's going to be usher for her to eat this kikar. And then we feed it to her. V'yedirur shel tocha kikar ze. Imnen is mishel baila. She was mekabel her ksuba. And then v'toichel al ba'al alter lefaneinu. And then she should eat it immediately before her husband has the chance to be mefer. In this way, you'll know she's telling the truth. Because if she eats it, then you'll know that she's telling the truth. Otherwise, she wouldn't eat it. V'chein kasha b'samuch. K'mo k'ein yesh l'akshar t'akushar t'gemar b'samuch. She'belo niset nachshar shlatarat chacham. That if we're worried about the chacham being mati, the neder, so why don't we do the same thing? Why don't we be machil her before she has the chance to go to the Chacham? In this way, we know she's telling the truth. As ani medalek tzat b'tosfot, tosfot onim, v'yesh loimar she'ein achoy sheshes. A woman isn't choshesh to be over on a neder one time. And she only cares if they ask her le'olam, something that's difficult for her. So, to say shelo teichal kikar zeh, she would be willing to be over on that nether one time. It's not going to help us to say she's not going to eat this kikar and then have her do it right away. It's only what's la'olam, that she won't be over on. And what's la'olam, so then like the Gemara says, v'choshish, that she's going to go to her husband and her husband is going to be made for nether. Ad kan midivrei ha-tosfot. Aval, b'chidushei haran, b'sugya shelanu, katav, im tomar, v'tochal ha-alter mimin she'asra alav, v'nereim tochlena, b'shlem legabei chacham lo efshar le'mevat achi, takayim lanach la'kula nashal ala lefi shachaka mokel nedemei karo, aval b'argem demei rezgayiz na'aved achi. זאת אומרת, לפי הר"ן, הוא מקשה שאלה אחרת מתוספות. תוספות מקשה שהיא תיאסר בכיכר זה. בתי ר"ן, עושה דרש בנריטבו, They ask that the Yisomim should be madi here whatever neder they want, like we learn in the Mishnah, and shall eat from that min immediately, before the Baal is made for the neder. So Lagabe the Chacham, says the Ran, it's not going to help. Because Lagabe the Chacham, he's Eiker neder mei karoi. So the Chacham can uproot it retroactively, and the Mela, when the Chacham uproots it retroactively, so it turns out she was never over on the Nether. But the Baal is Megas Guys, the Baal is only from Mikano Lahaba. So why don't we just say, let's say they make her make a Nether. I will not eat bread ever again. And then you make her eat a piece of bread. So that's the Kasha according to the Ran, other Rishonim. And then he answers, the Lo Nichud V'yasim Yechal Yisom don't want this. Why? Because Shem Lo Tachush B'Yisur Shah. She's not going to care if it's only temporary. And therefore she'll be willing to eat it one time. But if it's an Isser Olam, that bothers her. So, it's not going to help to make her say, oh, I'm never going to eat bread again, and then make her eat a piece of bread, because she'll eat it even if she's lying. And that bothers her is that it shouldn't be usher for the rest of her life, but the fact that she eats it right now, it's not a raya for anything. Therefore, she has to make her husband in the end, if she's married, then her husband can uproot the Isser La'olam. And the Isser Shah, that she's not choshish for. So she'll eat it as a one-time thing, similar to what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, the woman, why don't you make her make a neder on this piece of, on this piece of challah, and then make her take a bite out of the piece of challah. So Tosfos says, no, she'll lie, she'll eat it one time. Tosfos says, make her make a neder, but she's not going to ever eat, not this piece, she's never going to eat challah ever. And then make her eat a piece now. The answer is, she'll be willing to eat a piece now, as long as it's not going to be us forever, and it's not really going to be us forever. Because she can always go to her husband, her husband's going to be made for the neder. So that's Tosis in the Ran. In the Tshuvas of the Shah Ephraim, Simon Ayin Beis, Dafkin Beis, and Aleph, he brings like the Chidush HaRan, B'Shem HaRashbo, and he asks on Tosis that, what did Tosis ask? Tosis said, that let her make a neder that she's not going to eat this kikar. And then she'll eat it in front of us. And they weren't mechalik between a chacham and a husband. In other words, the Ran says that a chacham is okar neder mei karo. It's not going to help if we make her eat a piece now. But Tosis didn't say that. So ask the Shara Melech on Tosis. Tosis says you should even if it's a Chacham. Tosis says, "V'kayin kashi b'samach to parach v'leichel shlomaz lo v'ab b'chacham b'sharila." What's the problem that she'll go to the Chacham? Just make a bracham before she gets to the Chacham and eat it now. What do you mean before she goes to the Chacham? We'll make her eat a piece now. A Chacham is okar neder mei karo. It's a chacham is okar neder mei karo, so it's a lo zer lanu that she'll eat it now because the chacham is going to uproot that retroactively. It's mazel zer that we make her eat from the piece of the bread right now, which she made another on right now. The chacham is okar mei karo. So the Ran says that. But what is Tosis thinking? Tosis says that, what's the problem for going to the Chacham? Before she gets the Chacham, force her to make the Neder. Yeah, but once she gets the Chacham, then the Chacham is okay, the Neder may Kara. What's that going to help? And that's the Kasha of the Shaar Ephraim on Tosfos. Why does Tosfos say that that we're not worried if she'll go to the Chacham because we'll make her eat before she gets to the Chacham? Yeah, but the Chacham is okay, the Neder may Kara. What is Tosfos talking about? Like Chiddush HaRan says. So answers the Shaar Ephraim that in the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Chav Ches, and Machlokes Amoraim, Rava holds that if a person makes a Shavuah on a Kippur, V'achla Kula Ein Eshalim Alah, Kevin Shekvar Azda HaIsser. But Meimar Sober, Daf Shachla Kula Ein Eshalim Alah. So let's say you make a Neder, you're not going to eat something, you eat it. Once you eat, you can't do Shela anymore because already the Isser already went away. Meimar holds that even though she ate the whole thing, you're still able to be Shoah. And the Sheila patters her from Malchus, patters the person from Malchus. So now we can say, says the Shaar Ephraim, that Tosfos holds like a Meimar, that even Ochel Kula Neshalim Aleha. Why? Because the Isser is still relevant because she hasn't yet brought a carbon. In the maze of the Isser is still relevant because the person hasn't yet gotten Malchus. Therefore, Achal Kula Neshalim Aleha, because it's not that it's already gone, because there's still Karbanos and Malchus to give. So the Neder is still relevant. And since the Neder is still relevant, we can still do Sheila. But that's all, where there's Hasra, and then there's a Chi of Malchus. And the Mele, he could be Shaul on the Neder, even if he eats the whole thing. But he's already been amazed with that Hasra, there's no Malchus. No Sheila helps. And therefore Tosfos asks a good question. Let her make a Neder, let her make a Neder on this Kikar. And since there's no Hasra, there's no Malchus, and there's no She'ela. So my Makshia Gemara, V'lecha Shlom Mazel Agabei Chacham. What do you mean? She's going to go to a Chacham. Let's do before she gets to the Chacham. Before she gets to the Chacham, let's make her eat it. Let's make her eat this loaf of bread. And she can't do She'ela afterwards because it's just don't give Hasra. We don't give Hasra, there's no Malchus, and therefore once she ate it, there's nothing to talk about anymore. There's nothing to uproot. It doesn't exist anymore. There's nothing to uproot it. You can only uproot it if there's still Malchus to give. So it's still Shaykh Malchus. In the middle, you can do uprooting before you give the Malchus. But if you eat it and there's no Malchus, there's nothing to uproot. The bread's already gone and there's no punishment to give. So it's already too late. So that's the terror to the Shaar Ephraim. So I told this Kasha was a good Kasha. That's and the Chacham will be matter the Neder for her. No, says Tosfos, let her eat it now before she gets to the Chacham. I Chacham Zoker Meikar, and not if she eats the whole thing and the Chacham and there's no Hasra, then the Chacham can't be okay. That's the Teretz of the Shaar Ephraim. And the Sefer Mishnas the Rabbi Akiva in our Masechta, he asks on the Shaar Ephraim, who writes that when there's no carbon or malchus, there's no more she'ela. This din of a meimer that achla kula neshalim aleha, when you eat the whole thing, there's still she'ela. You see in Shulchan Aruch Yevadeya, afi machla kula yachol ishar. Wait a second. Shaar Ephraim wanted to say that if there's no carbon, b'shogeg, and there's no malchus b'mezid, you can no longer be shoel. But this din of a memor that if she eats the whole thing, if the person eats the whole thing, there's she'ela. We see in Ralach Sif Chaf Sha'afi machla kula, yachal isha. If the person eats the whole thing, you can do she'ela. There's no malchus and there's no carbon. So how's it pashach to she'ela? So it must be that pshat is that since, in theory, there's malchus and carbon, that's enough for us. Shekevin akopanim ikal of oynish carbon and malchus yachal isha. So that's what you're being shown on the potential carbon and malchus, even though it's not befail. So the Shah Ephraim is not correct. In writing that when there's no carbon or malchus, there's no she'ela. There is she'ela because there's potentially carbon and malchus. Behemoth Dagul Meiravav in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh, he writes, Shebemeziv lo subo lo shayach malchus klal. And if it's amazing, there's no hasroeh, malchus isn't shaykh. According to that, it's difficult. Why is this din brought in the Shulchan Aruch? So this man is there, hasroeh isn't shaykh. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch that achla kula yachal ishael, if it's true that with mezin without hasra malchus isn't shayach at all, that would mean also bizman hazeh, that bizman hazeh malchus isn't shayach at all, because bizman hazeh there's no malchus. And if Bizman Hazeh there's no Malchus, that means Malchus isn't Shaykh at all. So then how can you bring this din in the Shulchan Aruch that you can do She'ela? Because potentially there's, as the Mishnah Rebbe Kiva wants to say, because potentially there is carbon in Malchus. But Bizman Hazeh there isn't any potential carbon in Malchus. And therefore, it shouldn't be shayach to do she'ela. Why is it brought in the Shulchan Aruch? You could do she'ela since Bizman is Asra and Malchus, and the carbon isn't shayach. Ben asks the divrei adagul meravav is hard to understand because the hedgem of war b'rosh b'shvuas daf chafres shezeh shach l'kul v'neshalim aleh mishum b'chusar malchus or carbon. It's not like double meravava in the rosh, because that did achla kula nishalam aleh. It says in the Gemara that achla kula nishalam aleh shum mechusar malchus a carbon. The rosh writes even without actual hasra, even without hasra for malchus, there's still an onish malchus. So still there is, in theory, an onish malchus. We can't give it because it's no hasra. But it's still called that there's an onish malchus. So what did the Dagul Meiravav wanted to say? The Dagul Meiravav wanted to say that b'mezid v'lo hisra b'lo shaykh malchus klal. The Rosh says, not true. The Rosh says, mezid v'lo hisra b'lo. There is shaykh malchus. You don't give it before, but there's still an onish. The whole word of the Shah Ephraim was to say that Bizman Hazeh, the whole word of the Shah Ephraim was to say that the Tosis Kasha was that let's not give Hasra. And if we don't give Hasra, then there's no Malchus. And then once the person eats it, the Chacham can't be Oker anymore. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Shogar v'chacham. And then we ask the Kasha on Tosfos. Shegam b'chacham yidirua. How can Tosfos say that she'll go to the Chacham? And we had a Kasha. Then why don't we make her make a neder that she's not going to eat this kikar? And then afterwards, Tosfos had a Kasha. Why don't we make a neder that she's not going to eat this kikar? And then she can't go to a Chacham to be matured anymore. Because she already ate it. And that we said, yeah, but it's not going to help because the Chacham can be over the neder meikaro. That was our Kasha and Tosfos. What do you mean eat it before she gets to the Chacham? The Chacham can be over meikaro. So Shaar Ephraim says, no, we're not giving Hasra. Since we're not giving Hasra, so the Chacham won't be okra at Meikaro. He's already done. Once it's eaten, it's eaten. But now we see it's not true. Because you don't need that you're actually giving Malkus before. Even without Hasra, there's still an Onish Malkus. So therefore, back to our Kasha and Tosfos. What do you mean, Tosfos, that will make her eat it right now before she gets to the Chacham? Either Chacham could be Oker Meikaro. And even if there's no Hasra, but there still is in theory in Onish Malkus, the Chacham can be Oker it. The Chacham can be Oker this nether. Because in theory there's an Onish Malkus. And again, we see in the Shulchan Aruch that even if Achla Kula Yachal Yishal, even if Achla Kula Yachal Yishal, Ibis Manenu, there's no carbon of Malkus, so it must be there's still an Onish carbon of Malkus, and therefore Sheil is Shaykh. So, what does Tosis mean? We're asking on Tosis. You Tosis said that make her eat it before she gets to the Chacham, it doesn't help. The Chacham can uproot it afterwards because, like a Maimor says in the Gemara, there's still a carbon in Malkus. So it's not over yet. It ain't over till it's over. It ain't over yet. And even if we're not giving Malkus before, but in theory there's Malkus, so the Chacham can still be Oker and Meikaro. So what is it up to make her eat before she gets to the Chacham? That's the Kasha. So, Reinu Rabbeinu. Nasan says as follows, Beyishu Divrei HaTosfos, who asked, the Mai Parach, what's the Gemara's Kasha that she shall go to the Chacham? There's an Eitzah. Make her eat it before she gets to the Chacham. And the Shaar Ephraim asked, no, the Chacham Zoker Neder Meikaro, not going to help. So she'll be Shaul to the Chacham, and then it'll be Mutter Meikaro. It's not going to help to make her eat it. So it would appear that we could say that even though Chacham Oker Neder Meikaro, Bim Yishal Chacham, Lo Asa Yisro Lamafreya Veino Loike, like we see before in the Rambam, Shavuos 6:18. The Rambam says, Mishenishba Shavuos Bitur Lahabav Shikir Bishavuos Hakon Shenishba Shalachal Pasu Vachla. Vachra Shachu Vachra Vilikar Karbano Vimai Shogego Koidim Shilkai Mai Mezi. Nicham Nishal Chacham Bitur Lareza Patim and Akarbin and Amalkas. We see from the Rambam. Somebody's over on the nether, and then they give their shayel, so that's their patim and a carbon and a malchus. Nevertheless, it would appear that if she eats from it before she asks the Chacham, even though she intended to ask the Chacham after she eats it, nevertheless, she's doing an Isser, since when the time she's eating it by Isser. In real time, there's an Isser. You're right, my friend, it's going to turn out there wasn't, but in real time, there was. And we can bring a raya from this, for this from Tisus. Earlier on, they were maslev afkinu. But as the Nazir Shasi Yayin, am I like a Nazir that drank wine? Why does he get Malkus? It's Asla Sofek, Shem Yishal Nizilu Sofek, Rabbi Kivaker. Why do they only have to ask according to the Mandi Omer that Asra Sofek, Lavi Shema Asra, even according to the Mandi Omer, Shmei Asra, you can't give him Malkus because maybe he'll be Sholem and Aziris after he gets Malkus? So Nimsa Shaloh Esir Salamafre, how do you give the Kuli Alma? How do you give Malchus to somebody? A Nazir who drank wine, he can always be Shoal on the Nazirus. It turns out he was never Chayiv Malchus. So the answer is, as we spoke out in a previous shiur, I think, that since at the time he was getting Malchus, Hoshal on Nazirusa, he hadn't yet asked in his Nazirus, but Isa Shay Zorasha, and he's Taka Chayiv Malchus. Never the Malchus, a good Malchus, and so writes the Heilige Machne Chaim. We love learning that Sefer together. At least I love learning it with other people. Machne Chaim, Reb Chaim Sofer, and his Tshuvis, in Chelek Gimel Ebenezer, Simen Mem Zayin, that if a Beis Din gave Malchus to a Nazir who drank wine, and afterwards he showed the Nazir, his Beis Din didn't do any Avera, they're giving him Malchus. In Afachu, they did the right thing, he had a Cheskis Nazir. So Akapan Mira Bar, that if the Nazir, Bala Fanenu Lishal, Limutul, Lishdas Yayin, since Bedaito, Lelechachach, Lechachach, Lishal Nazirusoi, so we tell him not to drink, it's Asir. Because Ba'is Hashah, he's a Nazir. And Chol of Isir, so therefore if you hold, that Aswa Safik is Shema Aswa, you can give him Malchus, even though afterwards he might be Shol, but in the meantime, he did the wrong thing. And even afterwards when he's Shol, at that time he did the wrong thing, so the Malchus are a good Malchus. You can bring a raya from Nazir Chav Gimel Amin Aleph, a woman who's Nadra of a Nazir Veifel Abayla, and she didn't know that her husband was Mefer of a Nazirus. She's drinking wine, being Tami Mesim. She doesn't get Arba'in Malchus. Ravida says, she doesn't get the Arba'in, she gets Malchus Maridus. Rashi says, she gets Malchus Mit Rabbonon in order to be Mochiacher. But what she did, she thought she was still a Nazirah. And she was drinking wine. Turns out her husband was Mayfair, but she thought she was in her narrative, she was in Azila. So what is she drinking wine for? So we give her Malchus de Rabbanan, Azayat Kepaskin de Rambam, Nidarim 12:18, that even though she lo avral shumi sul, shumi ba'alai fell at an Azihut, nevertheless she gets Malchus Maridus because she has a kavanah to do an Isser. And if so, we could say a Nazir who drank wine, even though he's miskavin lishol achakach al Nazirusa etzol chacham, he's getting Malchus Maridus because Bishas Shtiyas Hayayin, he hadn't yet been Shoyal, and he gets, he's doing an Isser. However, the Chayra, we give him a Chalek between these two dinim. The Dafka, a woman who drinks wine, when she didn't know that her husband was made for the Nedr, she gets Malchus Maridus. Why? Because she was Shmishim Shit Kavna, Leisur, and her Machsheva was for Isser, that even though there's no Maisa Isser because her Baal was made for the Nazirus. Nevertheless, she gets Malchus because she didn't know that the Baal was made for the Neder. So it turns out that she was had Kavanah to do an Isser and she gets Malchus for the Machsheva. But beneath them, Didan and Nazir drank wine and he wants afterwards to be Shal Eitzel Chacham. Here there's no Kavanah Machsheva Lisser. He's Cheshiv and Miskavim Lishal Eitzel Chacham Mefki the Nazirus Lemafreya. So even though Leis Ati is doing a Maisa Isser, but he hasn't yet been Shal the Chacham. And the Nazirus is still B'Toikva. Nevertheless, we can say he's not like it. Why? Because he's planning to be Shoyal. So he's not planning that anything should be wrong over here. The girl, the woman, who drinks even though she didn't know her husband was made for her, so she intended Isser, so she gets Malchus. But a person who's a Nazir and he intends to be Shoyal on the Nazirus and drinks, he wasn't intending to do anything wrong because he was intending to be Shoyal. Where we can say, based on what Rashi says in Nazir, that the reason she gets Malchus married is because Rashi writes, "Kedei lehochicha shelo tehem ezida." In other words, the Malchus Maridus is a siyaga together that she shouldn't drink b'mezid, even where the husband wasn't mefir her. If so, we can say that similarly, this guy gets Malchus Maridus when he drinks wine, and he intends to be shoyal, because this way he'll be misragel to be shoyal yain, even though he's a nazir. We don't want that, so we give him Malchus Maridus de Rabbonah, in order that he shouldn't become mazid in the future. In the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, Yitzchak Shmelkis, in Yeridea, in Chilek Aleph, in Simen Chesoy Zayin, he brings from Abshalom Kluger in the Sefer Nidrei Zrizin, who writes that when a person's over on his Shavua, and he's Shoyal, Afilu Shenekra HaShavua Meik L'Mafreya, nevertheless he's Pasal Eidus, He's over on a shvua, Yushaya. So even though he's oikel shvua, he's still pasal eidus. The chele, and his raya is from the woman who's Nadra ben Nazir. She heard it. The Baal heard, and he was mefer, and she didn't know about it. And she's overas, she needs a kapara. So this woman needs a kapara, and a person who's over in the shvua is pasal eidus. Because again, in real time, an avera was done by this person. Who afterwards was Oiker the Shvua, but at the time it wasn't that guy. Menhevi b'sefer Yeshua Sisroel me'agon mikutne. Shehevi b'sefer chik v'leif shestapik b'ze. In the Sefer Chedush Arim, Choishin Mishpot Simen Lamed Dalet Tziv Kod Zayin brings in the Tosefta Nazir 3:7. Misha nader v'nazir v'haya sheisi yayin v'tam in the mesa. V'arachach nishal o'adam, v'chacham v'hut o'loi. Ein sefik is harabayim, v'lubin armen, and sefik is harabayim, v'sof makas malchus. So if this says somebody who's nader v'nazir, and he's drinking wine, being v'tam in the mesa, and then he's shal o'chacham, so he gets 40 malchus. Yidah says, if he doesn't get 40, he gets makas malchus. So we see here that even if he's shoyel and he's nazirus, ultimately afterwards he's shoyel and he's nazirus. Nevertheless, he gets makas maritus because he was shoyse yayin kaidim shishah. So in this we see that he's doing an isser when he drinks wine before the sheila, even though in the end he did sheila. And even if he had das afterwards to be shoyel, it doesn't matter. He did an isser. Otherwise, why does he get Marcus Martis? Could have said, I wanted to be Shalom Manizirus, but it doesn't help. So, Chav Meir Don Plotsky, in the Sefer Kli Chemda, is Marich in this. But for our purposes now, we'd like to answer the Kasha, the Shal Ephraim. And that is, and that is that Sharfrayim asked on Taisviz, Taisviz asked the Kasha, what's the kash of the Gemara? That she'll go to a chacham? No. Just make her make a neder that she's not going to eat this kikar if she already received the ksupa, and let her eat immediately. And the question is, nah, if she goes to the chacham will yoke with a neder with a mafreya. It'll be retroactive. And then there'll be no isser. Mazel zir, she telech lechacham. Mazel zir that we make her eat immediately. Excuse me. What does it help me make her read immediately? She'll go to the Chacham. The Chacham will uproot her retroactively. So what's Tosfos' kasha? Make her read it immediately. Make her make the nether and make her that she's not going to eat this kikar. And if she receives the ksuba, and then make her read it immediately. Mazi azol lanu. Okay, but so for shal davar, the Chacham is going to be okra l'mafreya. And there's no wisher like Felicia Aran says. But based on what we said, no. That even if she's shoyel l'chacham, she still did an iser when she eats the kikar. Because ba'isa shoyel, there was still a nether. When she's nenes mishal bayel and she eats the kikar, she's over on the iser nether. Because we see that even if the nether is hutra ayde chacham, she still gets makas maridus. She still gets makas maridus. Taisus has a good kasha. Let her make a nether on this kikar and let her read it immediately. Because if she was nenes mishal and took the ksuba, so when she eats the kikar, she's over on the iser. She'll like an all of Makas Maridus, so I'll punim, she's over in Isra Rabbanim. Even if afterwards she goes to the Chacham to be Oker the Neder. That's the Kash of Tosfos. And the Teretz of Tosfos was, like we said, that a one time Neder she'll be over on. So therefore we can't believe her and we can't trust her. So this was super awesome. Eretz Hashem Yisbarach, we will hopefully be zocha to continue our study of Seches Gittin. And we will see more and more nefilos from Eretz Hashem. Obviously, this is a very broad topic. And therefore, it behooves us to come back to it. So, b'li neder. I very much hope that we do just that. And that will be awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.